I'm Pat Lincioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today about something I refer to as carefree timelessness. I actually heard this from a friend, Matthew Kelly, who talks about the importance of spending time without concern and care about that time with the people you love. And I think this applies at work. I definitely believe it does. It certainly applies in our relationship with God as well. And I think sometimes we go to work and we schedule everything, we plan everything, and we feel guilty about the time we spend together when we're not accomplishing anything. But one of the most important things, and at our company, almost all the good things that come about during these times, what we call carefree timelessness, where we carve out enough time just to be together. Does that mean we don't talk about work? Not necessarily. It means we don't know what we're going to do. We're just enjoying one another's company. And as a result, things happen that could never be scheduled, could never be put onto an agenda. And yet, because we have this desire to be efficient and to never waste time, and I think that's why we call it carefree timelessness, because it's almost by definition what seems like wasting time. We're meant to do that with one another.
And you know, if you go to any business conference or trade show or whatever, you ask people, what was the best part of it? They'll tell you right away, oh, just getting to hang out with other people who do what I do. Like, we know this. We know there's some experience. The crazy thing is we don't actually plan for this. We actually should lean into what we know on a gut level intuitively. And as disciples of Jesus, as followers of Jesus, we're not just trying to obey the things that he said, but you could watch his life and we should follow the things that he did, the patterns that he set out for us. He spent lots of time simply hanging out with his apostles. He wasn't rushed everywhere. He wasn't distracted. You're never going to read the Bible story of him racing through a crowd with his head in his cell phone, getting to his next meeting. The most important thing was right in front of him, right all around him. He made time for people.
You know, it just occurred to me, I think about my wife and I, our favorite times together when we're driving on a long trip. And we talk and it's carefree timelessness, but we almost have to have a long trip to go on before we'll give ourselves that luxury. And I think about how little time we just carve out for carefree timelessness. It usually is we have to go to a movie or we have to go out with these other people and we have to do this or that. Whereas if we just said, hey, this weekend, we're just going to spend 5 hours, we would never force ourselves to drive 2.5 hours out and 2.5 hours back, but we should, because that's when the beauty of our relationship emerges. And that's the same thing happens at work.
Amen. Some of your best ROI is going to be that time, right? So much fruit comes from just being together. So let's pray. Lord, help us to imitate you in making time for the people we work with, in planning carefree timelessness with the people we love. Amen.